resistance is futile. Your life, as it has been, is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York.
Yankees.
New York. East Vagabond Shoot.
503 million.
Are longing to stray.
We sign everyone.
Right through the very heart of it.
The rest of baseball.
New York. New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
New York Yankees. Always.
Top of the heat.
Really?
These little town blues.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday morning, and it is time to get this show going and blowing. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NBB Media Sports Talk with the guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is extravaganza. The asylum is loose, and they have no control of the inmates. I am the scorekeeper, head of the inmates. And, folks, I am joined by my compatriot, not too far from here, a hell of a lot farther than he was before, is the Dream himself, Thomas. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Roger. Oh, wow. Please tell me you start with that New York song every Saturday morning.
Not every. I actually, Thomas, I change it up. But I've never, ever, ever started with that song. But in the
offseason,
the Yankees have spent $503 million. I think it was time to start.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, man. It's great when you're a Yankee fan and they drop that much money on talent and hope half of it pays off. You know?
Yeah, that is true. I want to welcome Zeke in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Zeke. Folks, I want to ask you to bear with me. We have some housekeeping and some big announcements here on the NBB Media Network. A lot of stuff is going on, and big news already starting this, well, not this Thursday, but on February 6th, the Golden Cravat, the wrestling program of Blog Talk Radio, is moving over to NBB Media and will debut on this channel on February 6th, 2014 at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Eric Williams, the Golden Cravat, is coming over to NBB Media. Weeks away, folks. Stay tuned. Wow. And that is just the beginning, folks. If the Yankees are on a spending spree, oh, my God, NBB Media is on a begging spree. Yes, I had to make that one clear. There is a difference. And going along with that, she finally responded. And Tanya Mercado, host of Razor Glass, is returning to the 520 show, and she's going to debut, start the new season of the 520 show here on this channel on February 17th. And that's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's going to be on Monday. And, of course, you know what her love in life is. Well, it's actually Star Trek. But I accept her love of baseball as well. She is a Mets fan, so, Zeke, you have someone that you can go cry to regarding the Mets. Tanya Mercado will be on Monday on February 17th. And for those that are on the page, there's also another host that we signed up. We're going to be doing a spiritual, holistic program on NBB Media. This one's going to be on Fridays at 8 p.m. on the main channel, NBB Media. We're still working on the name for the program, but, you guys, it's spiritual, it's holistic, tarot cards, a lot of good stuff. that one debuts on February 21st. And lo and behold, we're also working out the details. I should have gone over this one by date. On Monday, February 3rd, The Scorekeeper returns on Monday night to sports at 8 p.m. on this channel. I have a co-host. We're going to be doing sports. It's probably going to be along the line of the professionals, what I've been trying to get going forever, is going to be going on Monday night. This one's going to be at 8 p.m., so we ask you to join us. Everyone is a panelist. Dream, you're in. Zeke, hey, you're in too. You know, but we only talk about winning teams, so you got to be careful about the Mets there, dude. But anyway, Zeke. I mean, hey, guys, even Thomas knows I never, ever, ever go after anyone else. But I am now because might as well. We're Yankees. But,
exactly.
Yes, and before I go to you, Thomas, in a coup of coups on March 20th, someone well-renowned to the NDB Media Network, who already has a program with us, is going to be bringing his, I gave it away, his sports program over to NDB Media 2, this channel, and that one is going to be on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. He already hosts a program with us now, and now he's bringing his program. Man, he is an author. He writes for travel magazines, for USA Today, for Major League Baseball. You can find him in Sports Weekly, the USA Today Sports Weekly. His articles are in there regularly, and he's on NDB Media now, and now he's bringing his sports program over. But we're going to keep the name of the program silent for now. Look, you guys know what I'm talking about, but I just had to get it out there. Holy crap! NDB Media is the New York Yankees of Blog Talk Radio! Man, the Yankees have gone on a massive spending spree, and so have the, I guess we would be the Imperials, I suppose, if we're the Empire. I should be playing the Imperial theme song now for NDB
yes,
Media.
Yes, you
here we go. Oh, no, not that one. Yes, resistance is futile. We're going to eat your children and take your kids and bite someone's ear off because that's what we do here at NDB Media. Oh, hell yeah, baby. We are the New York Yankees of Blog Talk Radio. Oh, man.
Gotta love that, man. Gotta love that.
Dude, I'm just jazzed. A lot of stuff going on, folks. We are going to... Zeke says he wouldn't do that for me. Zeke, he did do it for you. You brought him over to NDB Media. So he did do it for you. But he wasn't ready to go all the way. Well, I'm the closer, baby. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on, Thomas. I want to thank you for that. I'm glad you're on with us. Dude, Masahiro Tanaki, $155 million over 7 years, was opted out after a fourth year, plus a $20 million posting fee, plus Brian McCann, the catcher from the Braves, 5 years, $85 million. Jacoby Ellsbury from the Red Sox, 7 years, $153 million. Carlos Beltran, I know he's older, but I was so jealous when the Mets got him. I really was. I know of what happened with the Mets and stuff, but I think the Mets fans would have him back, just like we in New York are happy to have him. Hiroki Kuroda, Derek Jeter, Brian Roberts, Kelly Johnson, Brendan Ryan, NDB Media. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the Yankees have signed everyone, and they let go of Robinson Cano. So, Thomas, I think the cat is out of the bag.
Cano.
I'm sorry?
They said Canono. Canono.
Canono. Ooh, that's good. Cats out of the bag, Thomas. The Yankees were screwing with all of baseball, saying that, well, we're going to go under our $189 million so we can reset our luxury tax. First of all, you idiots! When have the Yankees given a whit about the luxury tax? The Yankees
exactly.
are the federal government for baseball. They are the welfare.
It is so much easier. It is so much easier to just buy the wins, don't you think? I mean, you get the quality players, put the money in, you earn it, they earn it back for you with the wins, and you're good. You're good to go. Then you get a ticket to the best show in the world.
Well, I think so, Thomas. There's some truth to that, but I still like to have some homegrown talent. But, folks, it is a lot easier to have the money. There's no doubt about it. And anyone who is alive knows what I'm talking about. Life is good, but it's a lot easier when you have money. And yeah. I couldn't be any other team than the Yankees. Folks, they spent $503 million in guaranteed contracts, and we're not done yet. There are still some people out there. Guys, the Yankees are still having some issues. I got to tell you, there's still some questions. Their pitching staff looks a lot better, but this is no way
to use some more help.
Yes. But let me tell you, spending the money, hey, you know what? Hot damn. Really good stuff. Hey, folks, there's our hero from Friday, Matt Alvarez, right here, right now. He's in the chat room. As you know, of course, he is the host of the Sports Opinion Show. With Matt Alvarez, and he's on every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Thanks for the shout-out there, pal, on yesterday's program, and now we have Matt in the chat room. Yes, Thomas, tell me, isn't it great to be a Yankee again?
It feels a lot better right now than it did last year, I'll tell you that much. I do have a lot of hope for this season, and I think the key words that you said, even though all the contracts that they signed were great, I mean, with the exception of a little overspending, but it's okay. You know, I'll deal with that. I think that the best thing that you said is that they're not done yet because they're still going. And that's what we've come to love about the Yankees. They're not satisfied with the just over 500. You know, they want that winning season, and they want those quality players, and, you know, and you got to pay for those quality players.
You know, guys, it is really awesome to be a Yankee fan because unlike every other team, the Yankees have that chip on their shoulder. And even though I hate hearing it from people when I never, ever, ever rub it in their face, I've learned that just by putting my Yankee cap on and just by saying I'm a Yankee, people are going to hate you without saying anything anyway. So if I'm going to end up hearing it, well, screw you all.
Exactly.
Might as well get in on the bandwagon. And I got to tell you, that's why I started the way I did. But let me tell you, the whole thing about the board hit me with 30 seconds to go, dude. That's why I didn't realize you were in the queue, Thomas. I would have brought you in, but I said, wait a minute. I'm going to go with the Yankee song. I might as well do Resistance is Futile. I went to YouTube. Bam, I found it. And I said, might as well go with it.
Nice.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
That should probably just be my theme song.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Guys, a lot of good stuff. Now, the Yankees did, in fact, also make some news yesterday. A little bit to my disappointment, but whatever. The Fox Network has now gained minority control of the YES Network. So basically, Fox went from 49% ownership to 80%. So now YES, which of course is the Yankees and the Nets of basketball, like anyone knows who the hell they are, they of course are now part of 21st Century Fox. So congratulations. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but Tanaka is taking number 19 with the Yankees. So, there you go. I know. It's just overwhelming. It just is overwhelming. But, guys, look, the Yankees still have issues. But as a Yankee fan, it's nice to be able to talk about it, to brag about it. But, hey, it's all good. We're going to have a good time doing this. Want to welcome Michael Bonner in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. You guys know what to do. If you guys want to call in and talk with us, you know what's up. 347-637-2306. The Monday program, which is going to debut in February on this channel, is going to be talking about soccer, baseball. We're going to be giving a SoCal slant. But, guys, even though I'm here in SoCal, I am still a Yankee first and foremost. So I know there's going to be some Yankee talk on our Monday night program. But for right now, it is good to be a Yankee. We have done some stuff, but the Yankees still have issues, Thomas. The number one is pitching. You know, I think they shored up their outfield by bringing in Jacoby Ellsbury. If he stays healthy, dude, you have two potential gold gloves in left and center with Brett Gardner and Jacoby Ellsbury. I mean, that's not, you know, that's not a little bit to see that, pal. It's not bad.
Yeah. No, that's a great field. And I mean, I still think pitching is what they need to focus on right now. I mean, they need that closer, you know, they need, and just, you know, one extra, you know, maybe a solid reliever. Well, hell, I mean, just shore up everything in pitching, man. It starts and ends in pitching. You know, you got to have a good start. You know, the best offense is a great defense unless you got a slugger. So, I mean, they really need to take care of that. I mean, there's a few little, you know, little speed bumps along the way. But, I mean, nothing money can't solve.
That's right. That's right. Folks, the Yankees have four decent starters. The whole issue with CC Sabathia, you know, he lost a lot of weight, and guess what? He lost a lot of zip on the fastball. I've always been of the mind that CC needed to use weight, but now, CC, I beg you, go back to McDonald's. I swear, right now, CC Sabathia, I will buy you your first Big Mac value meal. Right now, you heard it here on Sports Talk with the Guys. CC, get to eating again. We need you back throwing 95, 96 miles an hour. So, CC, I will buy you your first Big Mac value meal. And I'll send a PayPal.
Wait, are you gonna supersize that?
That's a cool documentary, by the way, the supersize one. Have you seen that one?
No, but I did watch the McDonald's documentary because I was really bored and Netflix was awesome. And did you know that they actually employ more people? McDonald's employs more people than Walmart. They employ more people than all of the branches of our military combined. A Navy, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard employs like 1.4 billion people. McDonald's employs like 1.8 billion people.
You're funny. 1.8 billion. That's good.
Huh?
That is good, Thomas.
Yeah.
That's funny, 1.8 billion. Hey, by the way, Michael, I noticed you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to know, let us know when you're on, when your website or where your website is. Go ahead and put it in the chat room and let us know when your next episode is on. Hey, dude, we love sharing the love. We're just happy here, especially this morning. Huh, Thomas? The Yankees are just spending money like there's no tomorrow.
Yep. You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
Like, one thing I love about being a Yankee fan is that everybody wants to give us trouble when, you know, the Yankees aren't having an amazing season, which is rare, you know, few and far between. But, you know, we have a really bad season every once in a while, and that's fine. But nobody says anything when the Cubs are losing every year since 1918.
I can get away with this, kid, because everyone knows what's going on in my family, but the Cubs are like the special kid in the family. You just leave them be. You love them. You take care of them when they come over to visit. You spend time with them, say hi, treat them well. But then when they leave, you're just like, man, you wish you could do something to help them.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just think that they should get, like, all the farm leagues, put the best and the brightest of the farm leagues together, and let them play the Cubs. If they can beat the Cubs, then they get a valid shot in the Major League Baseball. You know, it's kind of like varsity versus sophomore, you know, or varsity versus freshman. You know, it's like, all right, well, let them play, you know, see how they stack up. And if they do okay, you know, then we can bring them on up. Or you know, they're the white shirts in practice. You know, they're going to go play and they're going to keep our starters fresh. You know, keep them on their game, but you don't really put them in the game.
I hear you, dude. I like it. I like it.
A little mean, you know. I pick at teams, but you know, I have a few friends that are really diehard Cubs fans, and he said, "Yeah, that's what I said." Well, he's from Chicago, so he's like a Cub fan. He's a Bear fan. He's everything. He's a Bulls fan. I say, hey, you know, I got no problems with the Bulls. Be a Bulls fan, you know. Wear that Michael Jordan jersey. Throw away the Derrick Rose jersey. You know, it's fine. But, you know, when you start talking Bears, okay, you know, you got a solid team. It's been around for a while. You know, you've had your moments in the sun. you know, but Cubs, really? Your Cubbies? Like, I would just forget that baseball existed if I was in Chicago. Like, or be a Yankee fan, you know, it's just as fine. But this guy is just, this is a diehard Cubs fan. He, for New Year's, he was like, my New Year's wish and my Christmas wish is that, you know, the Cubs win the World Series. And I was like, really? You might as well wish for to hit the lottery. Just wish for the jackpot, because then you could buy your own baseball team, name it the Cubs, and you'd probably do better with people out of college.
That is so true. Now, folks, remember, in Back to the Future, in 2015, the Cubs win the World Series. So there still is hope. Doc Brown might still invent the time machine, that DeLorean, and you never know. It just might have. Well, actually, wait a minute. It already happened. This happened in 1985. So we're going to see if there was temporal incursion. Yeah, come on, Star Trek fans. I had to get that one in there. Back in 1985, and if there was, then the Cubs win. There's nothing we can do in 2015. But I'm going to be really disappointed if it's not true.
If it's true, I want me a hover skateboard, if that's the case.
You want the Barbie hover skateboard? Oh, dude. Okay, whatever. It's all right,
dude,
folks.
Man.
Hey, guys. I gotta
tell
you,
that was pretty badass.
Dude, it was, and I'd love to have that one, too. I don't know if you also heard in some other baseball news, guys. There's some really, really disappointing stuff going on in baseball. And congratulations. As you know, we have talked about this, about those that are going into the Hall of Fame. But back in 2001, I thought, or 2002, somewhere around there, Major League Baseball changed the rules where players could not choose the team that they were going to go into the Hall with because of the, I'm going to say at this time, the rumors that Ricky Henderson, well, no, actually it wasn't a rumor. The dogs, I believe, of the Golden Baseball League were telling Ricky Henderson that we'll give you this much money if you go in as a surf dog. Well, prior to that, it is believed that the Tampa Bay Rays offered Wade Boggs $1 million to go in as a Ray. So there was stuff happening where baseball changed the rules and said, you know, you can't choose anymore. We're the ones that are going to choose. But for those of you that have been listening, you know, you get Greg Maddux, who, folks, I humbly believe is a Hall of Famer. He's going to go in, but there's going to be no image of any team on his plaque.
Yeah.
Everyone has had, yeah, I mean, maybe in the era of the free agent, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher, but a player always goes in belonging to one team, and it's always been an issue. But now with Greg Maddux, he said he didn't want to offend the team where he started with, which was Chicago. Like, how could you offend them? What are they going to do, come over and beat you? Whatever. Anyway, you're a Hall of Famer, dude. But I understand that Joe Torre's going as a Yankee. Go figure. Yeah, I can see that. But as a player, he wasn't anywhere close to the Yankees, guys. He was a St. Louis, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the National League version of the Yankees, because they won more World Series. But Tony La Russa is also not going to do it because he did so well with the Athletics, and he did so well with the White Sox that, well, I was having a moment there. It's disgusting, Thomas. Does it matter? Does it matter, Dream, that they go in without an emblem, a symbol of the beast tattooed to their forehead?
I really don't like the fact that they can go in blank. You know, he said he wanted to be faithful to the Cubs and not pick, because I think he wanted him with Glavine, right?
It was Maddux. Glavine, I believe, spent 5 years with the Mets, but folks, let's get real. Glavine is not a Met. He is great. It's Maddux. Maddux was with the Dodgers. I think he was with the Padres. He was with the Cubs.
I know, but his teammate.
Glavin. Glavin's his teammate. But Maddox is the guy we're talking about.
I know. But they wanted the team symbol, you know, and it's I get it, but at the same time, you know, it's like if you want to, if you're gonna get offered to get paid for it, you know, then don't take the paycheck. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, it's kind of, but again, it's kind of like the steroid use in baseball. It's like who's really gonna go back into his IRS sheets and try to find, you know, an extra $5,000 or an extra $10,000 or whatever, you know. Plus, these guys are already retired. They're not making any extra money. Why not? You know, you sign sports deals all the time. You sign endorsements. Screw it. Take an extra couple $1,000s if you're not screwing with your integrity. You know, I mean, you're not going to go in wearing your college team. You know, as long as it makes sense.
Baseball and integrity in the same sentence. Sorry, dude. Go on.
I know. It's a stretch. It's like eating a salad from McDonald's. It's like, really?
That was not fair, man. I was drinking my coffee. It came out of my nose.
But yeah, I mean, if it makes sense, you know, I would go for it. But I mean, you gotta have that team symbolism, man. I mean, that's a first. You know, have teammates in the hall, same time. You know, that's a big deal. You know, and you can't just shirk that responsibility to the fans. I mean, these are the people that watch you. These are the people that made you famous, you know. And then, you know, oh, well, I want to be loyal to those fans that were stuck with me when I wasn't at my best. Screw those fans.
Hey,
you made your
room,
accomplishments
Matt.
In a different city.
Yeah, I hear you. Matt, Michael, Zeke, let us know in the chat room. Does it really matter to you guys that Maddox is going to go in blank? He is the modern for a guy who was considered brainy and looked like a nerd. Well, I can't say past him, who looks like a nerd. He decided to not offend anyone, but by doing so, offended everyone. Does it matter, guys? Should he have gone in with a team emblazoned on his cap, on his forehead? Or it's really not a big deal. I'm just bringing this up because it is one of the big topics right now. I know that over at several Atlanta programs, websites and stuff, they're very unhappy about it. They're saying that he should have gone in at the Brave. You know, I think he should have gone in at the Brave. Thomas?
I mean, it's the hard part, but yeah, he should have. I mean, that's where he made his symbolism. You know, that's where he had his successful career. You know, again, the only time where it gets difficult is when you have a successful career over multiple teams, you know, in which case, you know, I wouldn't mind if, you know, whatever team you finish with, wear the hat and then just put the logos of the different teams across the bottom or something. I don't know. Maybe they can do something, you know, but for that respect where you have, you know, good seasons with multiple teams. But I mean, really, when you're talking about Hall of Fame, you look at their career, but usually there's one or two really good standout seasons that really define the player, you know, and that's what they should really be looking at when they're picking the hat. I don't think they need to look at too much else. It shouldn't be rocket science. It's baseball.
That's right.
You know,
that
like Yogi Berra said, it's 90%, you know, 90% physical and the other half mental.
Yeah, I was going to try to use that quote as well, but I think I'm going to butcher it. So well done, Thomas. But speaking of, it's deja vu all over again. Folks, we're at the 30-minute mark. I want to remind everyone, head on over to find out everything that's going on here on the NDB Media Network at ndbmedia.net. You can, of course, follow the main Twitter feed at NDB Media, of course. And for this sports channel, of course, which is still very small, and we're really beginning to emphasize it again, hey, we have over 551 followers in the main one, but we only have 20, just a few. NDB Sports is this Twitter feed, and, of course, it is for the entire sports network, so you can follow that one. Don't forget, folks,
so
again,
early.
If you want to listen in, I'm sorry?
I said, it's because it's so early in the morning. It's hard to get people at 6 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, cut it out. You
but all the Yankee fans will be happy.
Dude,
it's 9 o'clock for
no,
Yankee fans.
Yeah, it is. Well, for those that remember, when we started this program back in November of 08, we started at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we just, we were always struggling with an audience. And then when we moved over to 6 a.m., it was just an explosion in the audience. And I do want to thank the listeners. We have crossed over 500,000 total listens. I don't know what the number is on this channel, which I'll get it right now. Bear with me a moment. I'm going to zoom over there. Because NDV Media has, oh, this channel has 159,000 total listens. And NDV Media, I just saw it the other day, has 385,000 total listens. So do the math. 5 plus 159, 544,000 people have listened to NDV Media on just our two main channels. Forget about the other ones. I'll do the math later. But, folks, again, if you want to listen to the big announcements that we had, I think they were even bigger than the Yankees. Go back to the beginning of the program. As you know, we have four programs that are going to be debuting on NDB Media over the next month and a half. And one of them is actually not a debut, but a return to the network. So you all know NDB Media is growing, and we'd love to have, you know, we're always looking out for new hosts, for talent. If you guys had a program on Blog Talk Radio, by all means, come on in and join us. We'll glad to talk with you about hosting your program here on the network. Anyway, Guillermo Rocha Jr. is in the house. That's right. Last time when I signed up on Facebook, he confused me with Elvis. I'm like, dude, it's okay. Don't worry. You don't have to say it. All right. I'm not that. Let's see. Matt Albert says that my show had a college player on. What did you think of that, Mr. Roger? Oh, here we go. We're back to Mr. Roger again. Matt, I was impressed. You had me for the whole program. I was going to say you had me at hello, but no, I couldn't do that. That'd be pretty bad, huh, Thomas? Yeah, I can't. Thomas had me at hello.
No, I had you at cheap date.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You had me at cheap date. That's right. Folks, you've heard the story. I've known Thomas since 1999. I still say from time to time, good kid. But yeah, he's been great. I think it's one of the best things that ever came out of the Life Team program is being able to meet Thomas. But I'm going to get shot and tarred and feathered because of that. So, folks, I want to take a quick moment. Our friend Doug Roberts is doing incredibly well on Amazon.com. He has a great commercial. We're going to play that one, which this is also a commercial of the Tri-State Sports Guys. This is their favorite one. So we'll be back in about 50 seconds. Hold on.
Anyone out there? This is the Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They were in rioters, what we were told. We have survivors here. Civilians, women, children. Is anyone out there?
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts. Available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
D.A. Roberts, he's been on NDV Media several times now, folks. You know him. He's good. And I say that professionally. I got to be careful what I say. Well, remember when we interviewed Tucker Smallwood, guys? I kept going over his history and said, oh, Tucker came out of this, came out here, came out here. Poor guy says, wow, Raj. You know, I think my girlfriend's going to be a bit disappointed when she hears that I came out on so many different things. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Tucker. I know my wife's never going to let me hear the end of that, too. Dude, it was a lot of fun. Tucker Smallwood, he was great. The Big Dog, Matt is asking about my co-host, The Big Dog. Folks, if you haven't figured it out yet or not, The Big Dog is not well. You all know he was ill last year, and his condition has flared up again. Otherwise, my most loyal compatriot would be here. Peter the Big Dog Gamma is not feeling well, and our thoughts and hopes and wishes and our prayers are with the Big Dog. You know, he has a weak heart, and he had that little thing installed, you know, that little box beepy to buzz him when his heart gets a little slow. And I believe he's wearing it again. So he is our resident Borg. So, you know, hey. Big Dog, hope you're here with us very, very soon. So we miss you there, Big Dog. And speaking of one of our co-hosts, I don't know if he's one of our co-hosts, but he is definitely one of the men over at the Couch Potato Sports Program, and he does join us from time to time, and it's always a thrill to have him. Of course, Senor Cuervo is in the chat room. Good morning. Good morning, sir. It's all about integrity, and you are that man. Morning, Cuervo. You can always join in. Folks, don't forget, Cuervo is the co-host of the Couch Potato Sports Program. They're on immediately following us. Hey, you know the drill. We wake you up, and immediately following us is the Couch Potato Sports Show. The best 4 hours of sports here on Saturday morning. We wake you up, and the Couch Potato brings it home, folks. And then you can catch them on Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That being said, on the Couch Potato Sports Program. So a lot of good stuff, folks. We're going and blowing. We're moving on. We've been talking some baseball. You know, basketball, buddy. What's the deal with basketball? Have you been catching up, Thomas? I think they're getting close to the All-Star break. And a shock! The fans elected someone to start the game who, well, let me think, isn't going to play.
Yeah. I believe you're talking about Kobe, right?
Yes, sir. I am talking about Kobe Bryant. I mean, that's the way they say it in Japan. Kobe.
Yeah. Well, it's bad, man. He's not in a good spot, man. He's even directed the fans and told them, look, it's an honor. Look at the younger guys. Look at the younger guys. They're the future of the NBA. They're working really hard. They're performing at a really high level. And, you know, this is where it's at. You know, he's kind of trying to be graceful about it, letting them know, hey, I'm old, guys. I can't keep doing this for long. You know, let's pass that torch already. And it's kind of sad to say he's a Laker fan. Well, it's just sad to be a Laker fan, period, right now. But just in general, you know, it's hard to hear that coming out of his mouth because he's such a huge competitor and he's such a dedicated player and he plays with that kind of, with that passion, and fans want to see it as, you know, as much of an honor as it is to be in that All-Star game. You know, he doesn't even want to do it. You know, he's tired. You know, he doesn't have it in him to keep doing that and keep performing every single time. You know, even if he was just there as like a bench, you know, spot up, hey, let me come in for a minute, wave my hand around a little bit, say I'm in the game, you know. But, I mean, he'd probably fit better in as a coach than anything else. You know, he can't keep doing that anymore. And actually, he'd probably be a horrible coach because he's just going to say, well, why can't you do it? I could do it. You know.
Yeah. No, right now, I don't think you're in the chat room, but Cuervo mentions that he commends Kobe big time for turning down the All-Star bid. He gained some respect from him. You know,
tons
it goes with what you were saying. I'm sorry?
Tons of respect. I mean, how that's handing somebody the crown and them saying, no thanks, I'm good. You know, you have, at one point in your life or another, you're going to have to realize that you can't keep doing this. And he realizes what's best for the Lakers is for him not to put his body through that, you know, and for him to just focus on the season, you know, play as well as you can for as long as you have left, you know. And it would just... I think it would just be hard to watch him playing that at that caliber, you know, for that extended period of time with all of these younger players. And it would be torture on his body. It would be torture on him. And, I mean, not to say he doesn't do that every time he goes out on the floor, but you're looking at, you know, one great player, you know, maybe two great players, you know, per team that he would be looking at to guard. And, you know, compare this to an entire squad of just all-stars that you're dealing with. You know, he can't think for that team because he is the brains. I mean, you got to look at it. I mean, he's seen almost every situation in basketball that can be seen, you know, and he's dealt with it, and he's lived it, and he's breathed it, and he's sweated it out, and he's come back to fight another day, you know, and he is the brains on the team, you know, like, hey, calm down. You don't worry. When he comes out at you on the left side, you know, you go right, you do this. You know, he always falls for the crossover. That guy always, you know, falls for the pump fake. You know, he's able to talk to his team about that. And when you just throw him on a varsity, like throwing him on the varsity squad, you know, it's, they're like, yeah, we know. You know? So, like, yeah, we do this every week. We're professionals. We got it. You know, don't worry about it. You go sit down, old timer, get a drink of water, you know, have a breath of oxygen, and we'll handle it. You know, and I think kind of at this point in his career, that is probably the best move that he can make. It's the classiest, it's the most respectful and graceful, and he's, you know, bowing out of that scene, and he's letting him know, hey, look, this is where it's at. You know, I'm here. I'm going to focus on getting I'm going to try to get one more ring before my career is done, which it's going to be a miracle if he can pull it off. I really hope he does. I really hope he does, you know, but he wants to be in that Michael Jordan level, and, you know, more power to him. You know, he's always going to go down as one of the greatest players in basketball. But he doesn't want that. He wants to be the greatest player in basketball, which is going to be very difficult with LeBron James, you know?
Yeah, he's going to go down. I thought he already gave up on that stuff. Didn't he get nailed in Denver by some chick? So you're telling me he's still going to go down? Are we talking about Kobe here? Sorry, dude. Yeah, that was a threat. I know you're being professional here, and I'm being the jerk. Hey, that's what I do. Remember, the big dog is a straight guy. You know, I'm the one that's not. And you know, folks, when people actually listen to me doing the sports, and then they listen to me in real life, they're like, is this the same guy? Yeah, it is. Oh, here we go, Cuervo. LeBron can kiss my arse, says Cuervo. And Cuervo, I agree. LeBron.
We all agree.
LeBron. Yeah, I think there you go. We all agree. Yes, it's kind
of easy. We hate LeBron, but he's a talented player. He's very super athletic. He's amazing. He got amazing talent, and I don't see him getting worse anytime soon. So, I mean, at this point, you kind of got to just say, all right, have your couple years. It's kind of like Patrick Ewing. Nobody really liked him, but we tolerated him. You know, he was really good at what he did, you know, and much respect, Hall of Fame status, and all much regards to Patrick Ewing. But, I mean, it's kind of like, all right, you do your thing, get off the court, and let's make room for somebody we actually like.
You know, I'm going to tell you, Dream, I have to come clean. I was about to mute you 5 seconds into your thrilling, accolade-laced, whatever you want to call it, for LeBron, just to mess with you, say, not all right, that's enough. But then when you actually brought Patrick Ewing into the sentence and compared Patrick and LeBron, oh, you had me at LeBron. I mean, wow, to compare those two, I'm just in hog heaven, dude. Just in hog heaven. Hog heaven, I should say. Wait a minute, what did we... What happened? Cuervo, I have zero respect for that guy. He is so arrogant. Yeah, I agree. I agree, but, you know, he's winning, so good for him. Whatever. I think we did lose Zeke this morning. I hope he's feeling well, too. You know, Zeke is our VP East Coast Operations, even though he denies it. Yeah, Zeke is on medical leave, so, yeah, you know, whatever. It's okay, Zeke. Come on back. Notice that I waited for him to leave to say that, so he's probably listening in the chat room. All right, Zeke, come on back. I know I didn't give you enough love this morning. You know, that's the
just
one
send
thing
him a text
that I
from
have.
The bathroom.
So what?
Send him a text from the bathroom.
Oh, no, no, that's Jeff. That's Jeff.
Oh, it's Jeff. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they both have two F's in their name. Because I don't give an F.
Ooh. That was good, dude. That was damn good. I'm impressed. Hey, folks, you know, Jeff Ferguson hosts one of our programs here on Saturday. Actually, he's going to be on at 2:30 today. Of course, it's Jeff Trek over on the flagship channel, NDB Media. And you can catch him. He's going to be on for about 3 hours on this day. And then at 7 p.m. tonight, we have the Lost Rewatch, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Lost. We're going with them. You should catch us tonight. AJ, Karen, Jamie, and myself, and whenever Zeke's got a furball up his butt, he joins us too. But Lost Rewatch, those are our two programs on the flagship channel tonight. You can always check it out. Oh, Cuervo has a YouTube thing on it. I don't know if I can play it because, you know, the volume and stuff. But maybe we will. I tried to get D.A. Roberts in this morning. He was poking me back and forth, and he kept on poking me. And I said, hey, D.A., come on in. Announce yourself. He said, well, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Got off work. Oh, yeah. Now you're going to bed, but you sure as hell can poke me forever, right? Whatever.
Isn't that what Roberts told you?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that what your wife told you?
You know
forever,
what?
Just go to bed.
Yeah, let's just say it was a long night last night. So, hey, maybe that's why I'm so hyper this morning. I will have to thank Mr. Scorekeeper. So, we'll see. Uh-oh, got an email. I'm not going to look at it right now. Folks, we're doing very well. We're 46 minutes into the program. We still have well over an hour. It's a great Saturday morning. The World Cup is coming up. I don't know if you guys have heard, but apparently there are some real issues down in Brazil where in Curitiba, which is like Boston or Chicago over Brazil, that there looks like one of the 12 stadiums that they're going to be using for the World Cup may not be ready. They're going to be, well, they're finishing up on 11 of the 12 stadiums, and the stadium that we're talking about, they're saying it's going to be a major national crime if this stadium isn't finished. It's going to be finished like in about April, which is like 2 months before the World Cup. That's cutting it pretty close. I mean, this is almost Greek in style, guys. You know, they didn't finish everything until the fans were already there. So the Brazilians are just following the European model, folks, or at least the Greek model of they'll get it done, but they get it done at the last second. So it is a big deal down in Brazil right now about the stadium, and I believe in February they're going to be giving daily updates on the status. That's going to suck being the contractor. I've got to tell you. Talk about pressure. But we are going to be following the World Cup. In February, we are going to be ratcheting up our World Cup coverage. We did it 4 years ago. We're going to do it again. Because that's what we do here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Home! The Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday. Of course, that's also our nickname for the cellar dwellers. You see, Cuervo says, oh, come on, scorekeeper, it's not that big a deal. It's only the biggest worldwide sporting event. That is true. That is true. Brazil did announce yesterday that, don't worry, people, you can still make your plans, buy your tickets, purchase your hotels, or get your reservations, because it's going to go down. Again, when he says go down, I don't know if that has the same connotation over here as it does in Brazil. I just don't know, Thomas. It's just not good. Well, guys, the NFL playoffs are in full gear. They are really going and blowing. I got to tell you, folks, this has been a wonderful, wonderful playoff run. The scorekeeper went 0-2 this past weekend. The weekend before,
oh, you
he was...
You picked the Broncos. You picked
the
Broncos, Roger. You went 1-2.
Are you sure?
You went 1-1.
1-1. Oh, yeah. Thanks, pal. I don't know about
that.
I
went 1-2.
Oh, are we racing to the are we racing to the bottom, Thomas? Like, no.
Yes.
I went with the Patriots.
Hey, you know what? All right. Every time I played the Seahawks in Madden, I won. So, in my opinion, Kaepernick's just lazy.
That's true. I did go with San Francisco on that one. I really thought that the big game experience would work, but it just didn't. The 12th man was too much. Congratulations to the Seattle Mariners. They're now in the Super Bowl. Good for them. And, oh, hey.
The Mariners play baseball, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You know, guys, it was a slip of the tongue 2 years ago when I wasn't feeling very well and I was under lots of drugs and I couldn't remember the name Seahawks. So Corvo will tell you that they let it go for an episode or two thinking that I had just slipped, and then I kept on doing it. And they finally corrected me. Scorekeeper, they're the Seahawks. And, oh, that's right. So now that I'm on my tip-top form, whatever, now that I'm on my tip-top form, I just stick to calling them the Mariners. So, hey, whatever. Congratulations to them, the 12th man. They're now in the Super Bowl. They're going to be playing, let's see, Denver.
The Denver Broncos.
In the World Series. Wow.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this, Rod? We got two teams that both legalized marijuana in their states, and they're playing for the Super Bowl. You think this is just a conspiracy so they can have a really, really great party?
Actually, that's pretty funny. I should have realized that. I don't know, dude. You're bumming the trip, man. You're making me think too much, dude. Keep it cool, man. Where are my Doritos? Oh, and there you go. There you go, folks. Maybe I've always been a quiet marijuana supporter. To this day, I do not remember ever saying this, but apparently I'm on tape. Where is it? No, not that one. Hold on. Where's the Doritos one? Sorry, guys, hold on. Damn it. Don't tell me. Where's the Doritos? God. I can't find Jam Sound File, which is the Doritos one. And, of course, Cuervo is saying, yeah, dude, because you have, like, 18,000 sound files. Well, sorry.
Well, hey, I got some breaking news for you, Roger. Denver and Seattle have both agreed to start sharing the zip code 420.
Why don't you enlighten everyone on 420, please?
420, that is the police code for marijuana.
For Mary Jane, huh, baby?
Yes, sir. Everybody's favorite girlfriend.
Yeah, well, okay. I've never had marijuana myself, so I can't say anything to that, but...
Neither have I, if anybody's listening.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Oh, here we go!
Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy? Doritos Cool Ranch, baby.
Yeah, I know, that sounds a little over, but I understand why I was saying it. Everyone knows, Thomas knows, my favorite Doritos are the Cool Ranch ones, right?
Wow. Don't forget the Dr.
Every
Pepper.
Time... Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not a Dr. Pepper guy, but I love the Cool Ranch Doritos. And every now and then I get family that come over, and you think family would be sensitive, right? When they come over, birthday parties, whatever... And they always say, look, cousin, look, favorite cousin, I brought Doritos. Thanks, blonde-haired cousin of mine. That's not it. So if I speak in the hood, that's not your cheese, woman. I want Cool Ranch, damn it. So I know I was railing on one of the episodes because the joke was my cousin was like, look, I brought you Doritos. Like, woman, you want to score with this? You want to get points? Cool Ranch, damn it. Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch. I like the blue ones. I don't like the red ones. Am I going a little overboard on this?
No. I think you needed to say Cool Ranch a couple more times.
Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch. I know, it's pretty bad. Well, here we go.
I want my green eggs and ham.
Yes, folks, I definitely want my green eggs and ham. Folks, we are nearing the halfway mark.
That's what they're eating at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, folks, a lot of good stuff. So are you on your way? Are you on your way to work?
Yes, I started walking. So if you hear the noise, just go ahead and mute me.
Okay, here we go. Super Bowl! Super Bowl! I said it. Super Bowl! Okay, how about Cool Whip? You like that one? Cool Whip! So what am I saying, Dream, when I say Cool Whip? Something nasty.
I sense a Family Guy reference, but I don't think
okay.
That's it.
Well, you have me at a disadvantage, so I'll just play along. Cool Whip! So, anyway, I poked Zeke again. Maybe he'll wake up. And I poked D.A. Roberts again. Why? Because I can, and I did. And like I said on Facebook, folks, if you have a chance to poke, just don't doubt it. Just poke away. Poke away, damn it. Didn't they say that in Signs? Get away.
Isn't that
wow.
What's leading to the overpopulation of the earth? Too much poking.
That's a political statement. I don't know if I'm prepared to go down that because I choose not to be conservative or liberal at this point. I just choose to be confused. So that makes me one of the popular individuals of the electorate. I can't make a choice. So, folks, we'll
leave
the political
there is
topic.
No, there is, just political statement real quick, there is no right choice when you're picking a president or a governor or any elected official for that matter. Politics comes down from, big truck. Politics is very aptly named. You and I are both word enthusiasts. I will share that politics comes from two words, the Latin poly, which means many, and tix, which is blood-sucking creatures. So it's named very correctly.
Blood sucking. Yes, Thomas and I love to study, words themselves. But when he says that we're word, whatever, I would say we are more like lyrical terrorists when it comes down to it. Yeah, everyone knows
man.
I'm an.
Are you the lyrical gangster?
Thomas, did I lose you?
Yeah.
Okay,
no, I'm here.
Well,
all right. Sorry, probably walking through a bad patch.
Okay, no problem. Folks, again, we're having a good time this morning. If you guys want to share your thoughts, by all means, give us a call, 347-637-2306. I want to thank our listening audience, both live and those that are in the archive. We're just incredibly thankful. We're just incredibly thankful that you guys spend your time with us, giving it and listening to us. And we'd love to hear your comments. Head on over to our Facebook page or right there in the chat room. Let us know what you think or don't think. Hey, it's sports. Look at the players. I like they're smart. So that makes us superior. I mean, think about it. And they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, guys. So we are more than qualified to give our unqualified opinion.
Some of them don't
even
make it
comments?
Into the shed.
Oh, I know, huh? Yeah. So what are some... I understand Guillermo is going to be going to the Kings and Ducks game today. Tonight, I think it is. Where are they playing? He told me yesterday. Are they playing at Staples Center or are they playing at the Pond? I forget. I need help.
Hockey, I don't know, man.
I know. Like any of us don't know here, but okay. I'm sure Guillermo will tell me. Maybe he'll even call in. Maybe give us a tease on the game. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. They're at Dodger Stadium. This is the week that they're going to be playing hockey on both coasts out in the open air, of course, at Yankee Stadium and at Sawyer Stadium. Yes, folks, I did say Sawyer Stadium. Hey. I'm Hispanic. I can get away with it. It's Doyer Stadium. You should have figured out that I'm Hispanic by now, knowing how I mangled the English language. So, hey, if you didn't figure it out, that's your fault. Dude, you're breathing deeply. You're wow.
No, that's the traffic, man.
Oh,
I'm trying to cover the mic when I see a lot of cars coming. So if you hear some stuff on the mic, that's probably my hand covering the microphone.
Yeah, I would love to.
I have a really cheap headset, man.
That's okay, dude. I appreciate that you actually want to try to get the headset for that. It'd be so funny to see a cop passing by and you trying to cover up the phone. That'd be funny. That would be hilarious. Anything you want to tell me, son? Oh, no, sir. I'm just trying not to make noise. You're on the street. Well, but I'm on the radio, sir. Whatever. Spread them. Turn around. If you think you're on the radio, you're done there, pal. So, excuse me, on the radio. Number 347-637-2306. Let us know what's going on. We're entering our second hour, folks. I do need to take a quick commercial break. So we're going to be back in a moment. So please bear with us, folks. And what should I do? Okay, I'll do this one.
Hamblor, the god of hamburgers, set out to create the ultimate burger with all the flavors of a steakhouse. 100% black Angus beef, crispy onion strings, A1 steak sauce, and crumbled blue cheese. It was glorious. The new Steakhouse $6 Burger from Carl's Jr.
Tastes like it's made by the god of hamburgers, and that's just the way it is.
So we are back. Thank you, Hamblor. And if you have the time, stuff going on. Dave, here in our second hour. And Michael Bonner in the chat room wants to know where we're from. Thomas, you're in Santa Fe Springs, aren't you?
Yeah, Santa Fe Springs, man.
Yep, I was in Southgate, which meant that Thomas and I could actually play catch across the 710 and the 105 intersection. He was in the southeast corner, I was in the northwest corner, and we would actually play catch. And it was funny seeing the big rigs try to hit the ball as they were going by. But, hey, we don't do that anymore because now he's in Santa Fe Springs, and I'm out in
Yeah, that Roger doesn't get any of this traffic noise out where he is.
Let me tell you, folks, now living in the cul-de-sac, I really think that it's the zombie apocalypse. There is absolutely nothing going on. And speaking of nothing going on, folks, I want to bring him in. He is one of our heroes. Well, no, actually, he's not. His daughter is. Because his daughter is fighting for what is right. She is really our hero in many ways. She is the one responsible for Abby's pledge. I got to tell you, even though he hasn't asked to come in, we got to get her on our radio program. We love her dearly. We respect her. And I can't believe that none of us have had her on knowing what she's doing. She's traveled to Washington fighting, bullying, and Sunny. She gets it from you, dude, but I do want to welcome him in, and I'm stalling because I'm trying to get the music going for him. He is Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports, and here we go. This is Sonny. Oh, damn, I blew it again. Damn it. Do that again. I gotta record this. Sorry, Sonny. Don't laugh.
I'll send you one.
You're the only man I think to. He's couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports.
Yeah. I'll Sonny, send you a copy of it. Good morning.
I just lost the entire audience. I just lost them all, dude.
Anyway, that's the thing that happens whenever I get up online. You lose your audience. So that's
By the way. That's very humble, Sonny. Not because of you, dude, but it's because of my shrilly, shrilly voice. So what's up, Sonny?
Hey, By the way, I'm on Skype because for some reason the telephone is not dialing your number, 347-637-2306 is not ringing. So I'm called you up on Skype this morning, and so I actually just woke up, so I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, sorry,
dreaming.
I got a little
loud
there.
Yeah, so.
I'll bring you in a moment there, Thomas, but Sonny Clark, how you doing? Are you doing your program following us right now?
Yeah, I'm going to do it at night, and hopefully my phone is, you know, it does local calls, but it's not doing Blog Talk Radio calls right now, so I might have to do it via Skype, but yeah, I plan on doing it since I'm awake. I won't be able to do a
You're going to do it at 9? That's like 5 minutes ago, dude.
No. I'm going to do it at 10 right after your show.
Okay, now you said 10. Okay, you said 9. And
yeah,
every time I hear 9,
yeah.
You know, I think of German, so it always stands out, dude. I'm always told 9 a lot, so
yeah.
That's why it stood out.
I'm going to kick it off, and we're only going to go for an hour and a half, possibly. My daughter's got a competition today, so I'm going to be attending that. But take away from that, we can get in a good hour and a half, depending on what we're talking about.
Yes, most definitely, folks. Why the hell haven't we had Abby on the show?
Abby, there is... this sounds stupid, but she actually has attorneys, and we actually have to go through her attorney to have her, even on my own daughter on my own show. There's certain things that, with her being a 501c, that she can and cannot say, and most of them go along the lines of making sure she stays a 501c compared to just a 501. So there's a big difference. So I haven't even gotten a hold of her attorney to find out what we can and cannot ask her to make sure that she stays in compliance, to make sure she stays the 501C.
Well, I'm going to bring Thomas back in because knowing what you just told us, we're going to ruin it for her if she comes on our program, huh, Thomas?
Yes, we will.
if there's a danger of her losing her 501c status, you do not want to go on MTV Media.
Okay, well,
yeah, I
for those of us who don't know everything about what Abby stands for and what she does, could we ask Sunny to maybe at least talk a little bit about what it is that she's doing? What is Abby's pledge for our listeners?
Oh. Yeah, I can do that. Abby is 11 years old. When she was nine, she's been doing this now for 2 years. But when she was 9 years old, she came home one day after her sister, who has Asperger's, got made fun of and was bullied, and she's also a victim of bullying of her own. And she seemed like no one was listening to her sister and or her, you know, regarding the bullying. So she decided that she was going to do something about it herself. So she developed Abby's Pledge in her own mind. I mean, we only help as far as websites and stuff like that, the things that she can't do. But this is an idea that was stemmed from a 9-year-old saying that, yeah, and her pledge, it's really simple. It's so simple that people don't even realize what it is. But what she's done, though, she has taken a very small idea and has made it into a big idea. And she's been to many places, such as Washington. She spoke to a couple of senators up there. She's spoken to the NFL Players Association and the NFL Retired Players Association. She's getting support from them. And her next gig is in February. She's actually going to Hawaii. She's speaking at a place that's called IVAT. And IVAT is a program that teaches educators on how to deal with bullying, and she's going to be a, what do they say? She's going to be a speaker there, keynote speaker there, to get the kids' perspective on what's going on. So she's been invited to Hawaii in February. Unfortunately, I get home to take care of the, get to stay home and take care of the dog. But that's pretty much what it is, and it's a real good foundation, and I'm pretty proud of her. She's done an amazing job.
You know what this means? It means that one day a nine-year-old, your nine-year-old, comes home and says, I'm going to do something, and Sonny Clark and I combined have 12 years on Blog Talk Radio, and we still ain't shit.
Well, we are thinking about, actually, that now that you say that, Scorekeeper, we're actually thinking about, they've had a couple of telethons on this, on Blog Talk Radio, and we're thinking about doing the telethon for her as a fundraiser, and you can go to abbyspledge.org and donate via PayPal or whatever the case may be, but we're setting up the logistics because, you know, Abby, throughout her going arounds, I guess you can say, a lot of people know her, a lot of people love her, and a lot of people, big name status. Tony Dorsett, running back for the Cowboys, love her. Tim Brown, obviously with our connection to the Revolution, love her. Now the indoor football female running back that they signed, Jen Welter, she actually knows Abby. She knew of Abby, and she was actually knows one of her people who helped her put her, kind of made her aware of Abby's Pledge, and they're going to get together and do something. So she knows a lot of people, a lot of places, so it's a good thing.
Hey, maybe now they'll finally let you back into McDonald's.
Maybe so. No doubt about it.
I'm teasing, Sonny. That sounds wonderful. I'm super excited to hear about that, and I wish all the best for her. And she sounds like an amazing young lady, man. I've got three daughters of my own, and I can only hope that they look to her as a role model.
Well, that's sweet. Now, how did we get on Abby's Pledge? I mean, I just joined in. How did we get on Abby's Pledge?
Well, Roger was bullying me.
Oh, hey, don't even go there. I'm tired of that crap from you young kids. You better cut it out, dude. You better cut it out.
See,
right,
Sonny?
Now.
See what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, Mr. Clark.
I don't know how Big Dog handles you every week, Raj.
I know, and he's bigger than I am, but that's neither here nor there. we are making a mockery, and I apologize, Sonny. The fact is, when you were coming into the program, I blamed you as being the father of Abby.
Ah, got it. Yeah, blame me. I'll take that one. So there you go.
Yeah, that is your red badge of courage, man.
Yeah. Mind your place, Thomas. Mind your place. So, folks, we're going to continue to move on.
What? Sorry, just kidding. Yeah.
I meant that as an – that is his honor to wear. He is her father, and that is as big an honor as you could have as a parent.
Hell yeah.
You know.
I got to tell you, Tom, Thomas is right. Cat Potato, we are proud of her. And I was being honest. Why the hell haven't we had her on? But then, when first calling, we usually shy away. Because we'll screw things up. Folks, again, down to 45
we'll
minutes.
We're going to definitely do some kind of a telethon, and we're going to bring in some big names. Then the only thing we got to do is work it out with Blog Talk Radio to get it squared away. That's one of our goals, to try to help her raise funds, because as much as I would love to be able to, we can get anywhere in the world that she wants to go, but there's always other things that we have to pay for, such as food, such as hotels, such as transportation, all these other things that we are trying to find funding to handle, so it doesn't come out of our household budget. So that's one of the things that we are trying to get squared away and trying to get done, because she does a lot of good.
No doubt about it, Sonny. Again, no kidding aside, we are proud of what she does and proud of you as well, Sonny, because you're a supporter, and we're glad to help spread the word. But she's the one that she's doing it. She started at 9. She's 11 now. She's doing things that most of us will never do in our lives. And props to her.
Absolutely. Except that Washington deal, she was I'm sorry to interrupt, but Roger, when she was in Washington, I wasn't there, but I got the video of it. It was almost like a reality show kind of thing. But I got the video of it, and she's magnetic. I don't know what it is, but she was walking the corridors of, you know, where Congress is, where all the congressmen are and the senators are, and it was infectious. They were like, you know, you need to come and see her. She actually went to only see one of the senators. She ended up speaking with three or four, if I'm not mistaken, it was four. And just people coming up saying, come and talk to her, come and talk to her, come talk to her. It was really amazing to see kind of how Congress works. Kind of, you know, there's senator and congressman there, but all the other people that are involved to help them. I mean, coming up, make sure she comes and sees her. Make sure she comes and sees him. And it's really amazing that she generated so much interest in Washington. That I'm still blown away by what I've seen on video.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Maybe one day we'll be able to see that video as well. But folks, there it is. You heard it. Great stuff. Again, we are proud of her. We respect her, and we definitely admire what she's doing. She's doing what few of us could do. But hey, speaking of what few of us could do, how's the old center for the Lakers doing out there? Where is he? Houston, Dallas? Where did Superman go, Sonny?
Hey, I'm sorry. Say that again. There's lots of background noise. I didn't hear you.
He left the Lakers and he went either to Dallas or to one of those teams. He was with the Orlando Magic. No, the center. He was with the Lakers last year, but he didn't want to play with Kobe anymore because he was too mean to him.
Oh yeah,
Howard.
He was in Houston playing for the Rockets. Yeah, he's playing for the Rockets.
Howard, right? So how's he doing out there, Sonny, this year? We're nearing the All-Star break.
Well, he's not doing bad, scorekeeper. I mean, he's in a situation where he is with another ball player Oklahoma State had, and his name's slipping my mind. But I see his face. He's the guy with the big beard that played, but. He's actually doing very well. They're meshing really well. And Houston, if I'm not mistaken, they're near the top, or if not, you know, I thought they were near the top of the standings, but last I seen, but I haven't checked like in 3 weeks. So, but no, everything seems to be going very well. There's been no issues coming out of Houston at all. And so it seems that Harding, I think his name is. Harden, thank you very much. So it seems like that relationship is going along really well, actually, in reality. And now that I've pulled up the standings, and they are 29-16 out on the season. They're 7-3 in their last 10. So they seem to be doing fairly good. And if you win 70% of your ball games, you make the playoffs in the NBA.
Yeah, but again, if you even make 50%, chances are you'll do that as well. Folks, I want to give a shout-out to Guillermo, Matt, Michael, Roto Radio, of course, Senior Cuervo, and the Couch Potato, all in the chat room. Of course, joining us live is the Couch Potato, and Thomas the Dream is also live on his way to work this morning. Thrilled that he's joining us. We're getting a lot of traffic background noise, though, Thomas, so we're going to head back to you in a little bit. Sonny, did you get that email from the NFL yesterday? I received something from the commissioner. Now, I can't seem to find it anymore. I can't find it anywhere. So I don't know if I was, with all respect to you, Thomas, I don't know if I was dreaming or if I was having a hallucination or something. Did you get anything in the mail of the commissioner of football? Some sort of an apology about what's been going on in the NFL lately or how they're being careful
about all the injuries. Did you see anything about that yesterday?
I didn't get anything. As you said that, I'm quickly checking my email. Only thing I got was Jerry Jones making a statement about Josh Brent. But it doesn't look like I got any kind of email as far as Roger Goodell. Why, did he apologize about something? Oh, my God, amazing.
I don't think he apologized, but there was something that actually flashed on my phone for a little while, and I actually had a chance to read it, and then I can't find it anymore, which is, what a shock. I can't find it, but, you know, hey, I was really, really disappointed that I couldn't find the message from the commissioner. But if you don't know about it either, well, then it must not have happened, folks. Must not have happened.
Well, no, no, that don't mean anything. I can't claim. I don't have a direct thing. Here it is. I see it right here. Roger Goodell to the fan regarding replacement referees. That was September 12th. So nope, can't help you there.
Yeah, what a shock, folks. Speaking of not being able to help, you know, the Olympics, and we're going to be covering them. Start in February in Sochi, Russia. We're going to go meet with the Gummies and the Soldatishes and the good old Red Scare. I don't know if you guys heard, but two naval warships, two American. Yeah, it's like, doesn't matter if anyone else shows up. Two American naval warships are heading to the Black Sea by the Red Scare, the Gummies. How about that's intellectually amusing to me, but probably none to you, though. But two American naval warships are heading out there in the how the hell do I say it? We got our boys there just in case something goes bad. Is that reassuring or what? Or is that scary, Sonny?
Well, no, that's scary, especially for the ones that are going to participate. That just tells you everybody's on alert about these. And frankly, I heard something about this, scorekeeper, just a couple weeks ago about how the security is not good at all there, and that's one of the problems with some of the athletes that are there. They're worried about going. They want to go. They have to go, but they're worried about their safety.
Wow. Again, Thomas, sorry, I heard a lot of stuff, so I had to put you back on mute. As a matter of fact, Guillermo is telling me in the chat room that Americans can't wear their colors other than during the ceremonies and during the games because of the terrorist threat. Now, if you read the Week magazine, and I do, and I clearly see, I'm sorry, make use of the material from the Week magazine on my Monday night program. It's an awesome, awesome magazine, guys. You guys should check it out. Call the Week. Go to theweek.com or the weekly magazine, I don't know, but I'll put a picture of it up on Facebook. But apparently in America, we're all paranoid over the possible situation down there, and the rest of the world doesn't give a damn. The commies think that we're making a big deal of it, that there really isn't anything there. But Monsieur Putin just deployed 30,000 federal troops for security purposes. Holy crap! That's a lot, Sonny.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it shouldn't be something that we have to do, but, you know, at the same time, it sounds like we have to. That's almost saddening.
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. It is important. We're going to go to him right now. We haven't had him on for a while, but we're going to do it. Here's his intro, because he is the godfather of Rotary Sports. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Oh no! It's Lenny Melnick! Good morning, Mr. Melnick. How are you?
And how are you today? Nice to hear all you guys in good spirits and talking about the Olympics and the fact that there are many people, especially from this country, that will not go to Russia to view the Olympics for fear of some kind of ramification of some sort. But there's a bigger reason why many Americans are not going that's not been talked about. But this could really really prevent almost any – this, as far as I'm concerned, if I was given honors and had to attend, I wouldn't go. And there's a reason, and I hope you guys are paying attention to this. In Sochi, that's where the I don't know what the name is. Sochi, is that where the games are being held?
We'll go with that, Lenny.
Yeah, I think it's pretty sure. I found this is Fox Sports is reporting this, and it's true. In the facilities, the bathroom facilities for both men and women, and you can look this up online, each individual stall contains two toilets. Not one toilet, as we're accustomed to here, where you have your privacy. There are two toilets side by side. Now, would you ever go to a facility that offers that kind of convenience for you? I mean, would you be happy sitting next to Couch Potato in, you know, like after dinner or something like that, you know, and,
that
and having to go to
the picture I don't want to remember. Thank you very much.
All right, but I want you to look that up because it's really, it has a picture of the two toilets side by side. They're called love toilets, and that's what they're doing. And to me, that keeps me away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's
no,
there.
Just
punch up toilets
internet,
in
Lee.
Russia or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Olympic toilets.
And folks, we know that everything that's on the internet is real. And
yeah, it's real. Now here's my other thing.
Please.
Who do you guys like in the Pro Bowl? I mean, they're making such a big deal that they pick the teams. But this system of picking the teams has one major flaw in it that's beyond belief. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the flaw. Are you picking teams? One guy picks Andrew Luck. Another guy picks somebody else. Now, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, and Nick Foles are the three quarterbacks. Okay? On one team. However, I'm just checking to see now, you have defensive players who are also on the same team of those quarterbacks in real life, but who are playing on opposite teams in the Pro Bowl. Could you imagine a defensive player going after the quarterback? Robert Mathis is on one team. He's the linebacker for the Colts. Andrew Luck is the quarterback for the other team. Could you imagine Robert Mathis taking a hit on Andrew Luck? His real, his real teammate. How do they match that up?
Yeah,
I mean, how do they do that when a linebacker, a defensive back, whatever it is, has to tackle either the quarterback who's on his own team in real life, as we say, or a running back who's on his team in the real National Football League? How do they expect any intensity to evolve out of that?
Well, they're not going to, Lenny, and, you know, it's Roger Goodell at his best just as much as they want to take out the extra point. Now, granted, is the extra point going, of course.
What?
He's proposing that, Roger, scorekeeper. He is proposing to take out the extra point. Is it boring? Yes. Did they only miss five all year long? Yes. But
and
it's
four by blocks,
a vital part
by
of the game. Yeah, exactly. And to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. What they want to do is give them 7 points. They can take the choice to have 7 points or do a two-point conversion to make it and you can only get 6 points and then an opportunity at a two-point conversion. So
right.
I just think it's one of those things that, yeah, only five were missed, but guess what? If that happens in the playoffs, if that happens at certain times, if it happens in a vital game, it's a game changer, and that's why the kicking is so important. And then yet, the kickers get disrespected again in the NFL, as they always do, and probably rightfully so. As me being a kicker, I don't hold any ill will or anything at all, but the fact is that it's almost like they're trying to take the kicking game out of football, and it's a big mistake.
So as a member of the Indoor Football Hall of Fame, as you are, do you put do you throw your hat in the ring for the NFL commissioner?
No, I don't do that. What?
You should. You should put your hat. Number one, it'll be the biggest hat there, so that'll give you a lot of attention. And two, you could actually alter the game, Sonny. You have the chance right now.
No.
If you become commissioner
of football. No, because I would. No, because they vote me. No, because. Roger Goodell is a yes man, okay? Roger Goodell makes these decisions, even though he brought it up, and it was this is something that has been talked about from the owner's perspective for a long time, or Roger Goodell wouldn't even bring it up. No offense against Roger Goodell. He's a yes man, okay? He does what he's told, and why not? How many millions of dollars this guy? I think last look, I think Goodell made like $25 million or something last year to being the commissioner. Hey, listen, if I was the commissioner of the NFL and Jerry Jones called me up, I wouldn't let it ring more than once, okay? All right, so I get Roger Goodell, and I understand it. He's the biggest yes man in the world, and he wants to protect his investment, which is $25 million a year, to be the commissioner of the NFL. I do what they'd want, too.
Well, Lenny, couldn't you be a yes man for $25 million?
I would be a yes man.
What about the fact that now they're talking about adding two more playoff teams and having a playoff game on Friday and another playoff game on Monday and really dragging it out? What about that?
Just dumb. It's just dumb. Have you ever been an employee and, you know, all of a sudden changes come down from the top and the first thing you're thinking, why are they fixing something that's not broken? Right now, the NFL playoffs are not broken. This is a thing from, and it's funny, this thing comes from Jerry Jones. This is a proposal from Jerry Jones. And here's the funny part about it. Even though it comes from Jerry Jones, even under the way they got it set up to make the extra playoffs for the extra two teams, the Dallas Cowboys for the last 4 years would not have qualified for the playoffs anyway. So I don't understand why he wants to do it.
Time out real quick. Michael Bonner in the chat room says, sounds good. What's dumb about it? Michael, remember, there's a 30-second delay. We've been babbling about a lot of stuff. What part are you talking about? Because remember, that 30-second delay makes it nasty. But I do want to welcome Guillermo, Matt, Michael, Roto Radio. Hey, Lenny, there's someone by the name of Roto Radio on the chat.
I'm right in there. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you guys. I have to go out and start my shopping for Valentine's Day, so I'm going to let you guys be. No, I'm not.
Hey,
I'm not. Is that called being, what, henpecked or what? There's something special about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, your birthday, your anniversary, and maybe New Year's Eve. What do they all have in common?
You're with someone that you love.
No, it's 4 days that you don't have to ask for it. You'll probably get it out of guilt.
Right? It's either 4 days you don't have to ask for it or four days.
Yeah, you'll get
you really
it out of guilt. Valentine's Day, you got to get it. Your birthday, you're going to get it. Your anniversary, and probably New Year's Eve, if you play it right. But those are the 4 days you don't have to ask for it, right? So, write this down. I can teach you a lot, you guys. I mean, I know I'm a little older. See, the older you get, the wiser you get, right? So those are the four days that I make sure I go to the pharmacy and I stock up on my pills, right?
There you go.
All right, well, to that. Tell us where you are right now on Roto Radio and on Sirius Radio. Tell us when your programs are on, please.
Oh, my programs, all right? If you want me to tell people where I am now, I'm sitting in the men's room. Roto Radio. Now, here's the deal. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday and Thursday, I'm all by myself. Wednesday, I'm with Andrea. It's all up there under Roto Radio, or you can punch up my name. You can listen to it on demand, of course. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, 7 to 10. That's Sirius 210 XM 87. And, hey, I'm going out to Arizona the first week in March. If any of you guys want to meet us somewhere, I'm going out to the Labor League and some spring training. So that should be a lot of fun.
I might be up there myself, Lenny, because my dad lives in Mesa, and home where the Cubs play. So I might be out there myself. So I'll
that would be cool. We're going
to
be downtown Phoenix at the Arizona Republic doing the labor draft, and we're going to spend some time just traveling around. Hey, that would be great, man. That would be great. So stay in tune.
Hey,
okay?
You've been to Florida, and you've been to Arizona. And which one do you prefer? I know the answer.
No question.
Which one do you prefer?
Arizona. You know, Florida, it's spread out all over the state. There's a lot of traveling to get from one venue to another if you want to see a couple of games. And, of course, the rain there, I was there a couple of years ago. I didn't see a game. It rained every day. I'd much rather go to Arizona where all the stadiums are within a half hour of each other and probably a lot less. And it's just phenomenal. So really looking forward to it. We're going to be doing the labor draft. I'm in the NL only once again. And to think of it, that I won this thing three times, but last time was about 20 years ago that I won this, so they're finally inviting me back. So we'll see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Thank you, the bomb. Thank you. Say hi to Andrea for us. And,
I will.
I'll throw the you on in the morning, Lenny.
Okay, guys, keep it going.
We will. Thanks, Lenny. Appreciate it. All right, that is the great Lenny Melnick. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who he is. He is the godfather of Roto Sports. Anyone who claims otherwise is really, really not knowing what's going on. Now, folks, from the chat room, calling in live, don't forget there's a one-second delay. Michael, thanks for joining us. Let us know where you hail from. You're live on the Cellar Dwellers. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Sports Talk with the Guys.
I'm actually calling you guys from over here in Nebraska. But the question I wanted to ask you guys is I noticed that you had a problem with the extra playoff game, and I'm wondering why, because there's a lot of benefits behind that.
You know what,
the only thing I say about that is that this year, especially this year, I was watching the playoffs. And normally I don't like watching the playoffs because of the commercials, but this year I was glued to my seat. These were exciting games. We need another mediocre football team in the playoffs like we need a hole in the head. Now, that being said, underneath the way that they have it set up, the Arizona Cardinals would have made the playoffs, so that would have been nice to see. But the only problem is, depending upon the year and everything else, the chances of you getting yet another 8-8 team in the playoffs underneath the way they're doing it could end up happening.
Well, wow. I had a couple of things to say to that.
Go ahead, Mike.
One, football is a unique sport because a lot of times, you know, one injury or one bad streak can ruin your season. So there's many times where we have, like, good teams because of maybe a crucial injury that they get off to a bad start and they can never recover from that. They kind of take that away a little bit. So what's one of the biggest gripes we all have about the NFL season? It's not enough football. We're always upset when it ends. I would love to see another playoff game. I would love to see more football. I'm not one of the guys that's going to say less is more, not when it comes to football. And I think three, it gives more incentives for teams to get that number one seed if you're having only one team that gets a bye. I don't like the two teams get a bye. The bye should be special. One team should get it, and that's that.
All right. Hey, Michael, hold that thought real quick. I want to bring the intro in for Brian. He's on with us. I'd like to hear his comments. Good morning, Brian.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
That song never gets
good
old.
Good morning,
guys.
Brian. Hey, you're listening to the conversation. You heard us talk about the extra playoff game. What are your thoughts on that? And then I'm going to go over to you, Thomas.
Well, I missed another conversation. The NFL extra playoff game?
Yeah, right now, while Lenny was on, both Sonny and I groaned over the fact that they're thinking of adding another – well, they're not really thinking. They're talking about it.
by adding two more teams to the playoffs. Sonny made it clear. He says he doesn't think it's a good idea. And I kind of, by de facto, agreed with him. What are your thoughts on adding two more teams to the playoffs? Because Jerry Jones has said we need to have two more teams. What are your thoughts on that? And good morning,
well,
Brian.
Jerry, good morning, guys. And Jerry Jones is saying that because he never can get into the playoffs. So hopefully if they have two more, he'll have a better shot. But, look, you're just watering down the playoffs even more. And you're taken away from the regular season. I mean, it's going to be – how many teams are in the playoffs now? What is it, like, out of each? Is it eight?
Eight in each conference?
So now you're going to have a couple of more. So, man, that's just too many. That's half the league almost, each one coming into the playoffs. So I guess does everybody get a trophy, guys? Is that what they're trying to do? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, hold that thought. Thomas. You're back with us. What are your thoughts?
Yes.
Look, we've made fun of the NHL for the longest time about how many teams make the playoffs and of the NBA. My God, everyone and their brother in the NBA makes it in. What about the NFL? What's your thoughts on that, Thomas?
All right. Well, first off, I want to go back a little bit and let you know why you weren't getting those emails from Goodell. I had to check my settings, and all of his stuff goes straight to spam. So, I mean, double-check your settings. And that should help you out.
That was good.
Extra playoff teams is unnecessary. I mean, I would rather have more regular season games because there was one valid point. What's his name, Michael? That Michael brought up. More football is amazing. I love football. You know, I will take an extra week or two of football if they want to give it to me. However, do we need more playoff teams? No, there's no point. It ain't broke. Don't fix it. They just want to make more money, and there's more revenue in a playoff game than a regular game. And they figure, hey, dollar signs equals more football.
And hey, Michael. Good point, Thomas. Michael, I don't think you ever heard us in the past, but Sonny, Brian, Thomas, myself, the big dog, we argued about the extension the changing of 16 games to 18 games. And if I remember correctly, Sonny's against it. I am for an 18-game season. Michael, what are your thoughts on that? Let's go into the playoffs. Do you think NFL should go to 18 games?
First, I'd like to say about your comment about wanting to make more money. Well, every league wants to make more money. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it just for entertainment. It's business. So if they can expand their product, of course they're going to try to do it. As far as the 18-game schedule, I mean, I think that's a good idea. You'll cut down two of the preseason games. You add on two more games. I think that's well, but I'll take the 18-game schedule as well as the additional playoff game. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to give – and football is a little bit more unique than the other sports because it's basically one and done. It's not like you have to go through a whole playoff series like baseball and basketball and hockey. You know how they have to do it. Football is one and done. You're talking about one more game. You're trying to tell me if they added another playoff game, you wouldn't watch it? Of course you would. It adds, especially when you have good playoff games like you had this season. It adds to the drama. Why wouldn't you want to do it? You wouldn't want to see the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs this season? Why not?
Sonny.
Well, the only thing as far as the schedule is concerned about the 16 games, it's the right amount of games. That's just what – and I'm on – when it comes to I don't want to see more games – if there were more games on, would Sonny Clark watch it? Of course I would. I mean, geez, I'm glued to my couch every Sunday watching football. So that's – yes. Would I watch it? Yes. I'm thinking more on the side of the players. I mean, because let's just be honest, okay? There are a lot of players in this league. There are only so many elite players, and what ends up happening is for the players to play more weeks, it really does take a toll on the body. Now, and that's just knowing what I know with the Texas Revolution and the Indoor Football League, what that pounding that they go through each and every week. And you think, well, you know, there's only 14 games. I see these guys walking around. They look like cripples until it's time to play, and then they muster up enough to go. So it's more on the side of the players that I don't want to see more games. I think what they've got it set up as far as for the players are concerned, it's just perfect and ready to go. Now, Would these players say that they want more games for the playoffs? Yes, but I don't know if they would really be ready to go out and want to do an 18-game season, then the playoffs. So, because then you know, you're stretching it into close, depending upon how far you go in the playoffs, into 20 weeks of football. And it's really takes a toll on these guys' bodies.
All right, first of all, with your comments, the players can cry me a river. These guys are making millions of dollars. They will deal with it if they have to do it. I don't feel sorry for these guys at all. These guys are phenomenal athletes. These guys are in, you know, the type of shape that we can even imagine being in. They'll deal with it. You know,
absolutely.
What you're doing is you're taking two preseason games, which none of us watch anyway. You're taking two of those and you're turning them into a regular season game. That wouldn't be a problem. And this is something that we're going to have to get used to. We're going to have to accept, because now with more networks trying to get into the NFL, with the NFL wanting to add programming to more nights instead of just Thursday and Sunday. They wanted, like you said, they wanted to bring you some Friday programming. They wanted to bring you, after college football, and they want to bring you Saturday programming. They're looking at it from a business aspect. Everybody gets paid from it. The players are basically playing the same amount of football. They're just subtracting two exhibition games. Yeah, it's a win-win situation for everyone. I understand we don't like change. Some of us want to stay traditional. But every time a league changes, there's ripples, there's waves about it. We don't like it, but we get used to it, and we grow to love it. We've done it, in baseball.
That is a great argument.
A baseball wild card. What happens? We love the baseball wild card right now.
There is no doubt that is a damn good argument, especially for the wild card. Brian, what are your thoughts after that? And then Thomas, going back to you.
Well, the wild card in baseball?
He made the comment that, hey, the wild card is popular in baseball. But everything he said about football. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all we're going to do is, you're talking about player safety, too, and let's go back to football a minute. You start adding more games, the chances are you're going to have a lot more injuries. And really, how much are those players going to go out there and really perform if you add two more games? Like Sonny said, they barely can play the games that they're scheduled right now. So I don't like extending the regular season. I don't like adding the playoffs. And if you look at the two teams, say, that got left out of each AFC and NFC, none of those teams would have even been close to the Super Bowl, probably would never have won a game. Maybe Arizona would be the only team I could think of that could win a game or two. So I just think you're watering it down, guys. That's just my opinion.
Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, the cutting out the preseason games, I get it. You know, you're trying to talk about the same amount of football, but really how much are the starters really putting that much effort into the preseason games? I mean, you're looking at, you know, maybe they're playing, like, at 50%, 60%, just getting into the routine, getting into the rhythm, you know, running, the receivers are running the routes, the running backs are running the routes. I don't see too much of a real effort from our starters during the preseason, and I think they're just kind of getting familiar with it. Getting their bodies back into game shape more than they are really going out and trying to crack skulls. And, you know, that's what we expect every single week. And, you know, I get it. We do pay them enough money. We do give them enough of a shout-out. You know, they are living the lifestyle we all wish we could. They're marrying and banging the women we all wish we could. And more power to them, because that's what they get paid for. You know, they get paid to play the game. You know, they get paid to have the best physical therapist to get them back on the field. But at the same time, you know, when Super Bowl comes around, you don't want there to have to be a muster of the Rohirrim. You know, Roger will understand that one. Just to get them to come back into the game. You know, we don't want them to just show up and try to piece together a solid performance. You know, we want all-star caliber, and we want to get our money's worth, you know, as fans. And plus, I don't know if Sonny's couch can handle more games, you know.
Okay, all right, hold on. Now, guys, excellent point. I do want to say that the NFL, and this is probably going to go along with what Michael was talking about earlier, and this is something I've mentioned in the past, the NFL has said their intent is to be 12 months. Their intent is to have something going on all the time. a natural extension of that is 18 games, moving the draft, moving the, what is it, where they all do the combine. And, you know, extending the season. Guys, one of the greatest sacrileges was moving the NFL January to February. There are only a few constants in the universe. Taxes on April 15th, opening baseball on the first Monday. Oh, wait a minute. That one's gone. Voting on the second Tuesday, voting on the first Tuesday after the first Monday. Traditions are going. Super Bowl was the last Sunday in January, and now even that's changing. So the purists, it sucks. And if you add more games, it changes one of the ways that we alter our thinking of the game. If you go to 18 games, what happens to the records? And I'm going to go to that one to Michael first. What do the records now mean? First it was 14 games, now 16, and it could be 18. Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
We can say that about any sport. I mean, people said the same thing about baseball. There's no other sport like that or more bound to their record books than baseball. And when baseball extended their playoff format, you know, you had the same argument. Now, we don't think these things. See, one thing with sports that we don't like change, especially when it's first proposed to us. We grow to love it, but in the beginning, we don't like it. You will love this. Once the NFL extends their schedule and they add another playoff team, you will love that. It gives you more games to watch. You guys can talk about football more. They're going to actually push the Super Bowl back to that President's Weekend in February. They want to extend this thing a little bit more. It's good for everybody. Like, I'm not sure, you know, the objections to it. I don't understand. You just, as far as the players health-wise, it's just going to extend the rosters, which gives more guys opportunities to play the sport, and, you know, you give opportunity to see more guys that may have just missed the cut in the preseason. Now they're going to have more opportunities. It creates opportunities for everybody. The fans get to watch.
Goodell's going to end up cutting the kickers, and then we're going to have more linebackers. So we should be all right.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Change is coming. Change is coming.
Look, hey, you know what? Maybe we could just get the kickers to bring the warm towels and water to the real players.
That was good. Hey, guys,
right, I'm about to get off of here, you guys. But the thing we have to understand is the game is evolving, and it's going to always evolve. And we just need to accept it. There's new rules. The game is watered down enough as it is. It's a less physical game. It's a more fan-friendly game. And they just want to get people more of it. They're trying to make as much money as they can, and we have to understand that. It's about the buck, not about tradition.
You know, you are
Michael,
right, Michael. You know, it's coming.
Radio.
Guys, hold on. I got to make the announcement. We're down to 7 minutes. We're going to continue. We're going to go around, and then we're going to move on over to the couch potato. So we do invite everyone to join us when we go over there in about 6 minutes. Michael, I know you had a program on Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to know why later. Yeah. I've got your number. Do you mind? Can I call you later? Is that all right, dude? But it's okay if not.
By all means.
But okay.
By all means.
I just wanted to hear before I write your number down. But okay, cool. I appreciate that. Guys, we're down to 6 minutes. I keep your comments to a minute. Sonny, let's do it. And then Brian, and then Thomas, and then we're going to finish up. And for those that want to move over, we're going to go to the Cash Potato program. Sonny, put your link in the chat room, please. Go, Sonny.
Put my link. Okay. All right. I'll find my link. But I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to know. I know Mike has a show, so let him go ahead.
Okay. Guillermo says in the chat room that the extra point is a waste of play. Brian, I don't know if you comment on that, but we were talking about that just a bit before you came in, where Goodell has also said he wants to get rid of the extra point. What are your thoughts on that? And piggyback on everything else that you heard.
Well, I mean, the extra point is a part of the game. And most of the time it works. It's an extra point. Sometimes it's blocked. But why change it? I mean, these guys have a profession. They've trained all their life to be a kicker, and now you're going to take something else away. Goodell's changing the game of football too much. And I'm all for keeping the extra point, guys. Is it exciting to watch? No, but it's still a part of the football game.
You know, Brian, I'm going to jump in on that one before I go to Thomas. It's interesting that you say Goodell is changing the game. Here's the thing, guys. There is a rules committee that meets. If I'm not mistaken, it's made up of the owners. And it's a 75% vote. I'm sure I'll be corrected on that figure. But Goodell is doing the will of the owners. So think about that. He may be voicing the ideas of the owners, maybe his own, but it still is left to the owners to make those decisions. Keep that in mind. Thomas.
Well, hey, if they want to save $5,000 on a kicker and you know, allocate that towards somebody else, it's fine. But, you know, I personally want to keep the game the way it is. You know, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter until it does. You know, you can be faithful to your wife for 20 years, and then, you know, 1 year you decide to go have a wild weekend in Vegas or something, you know. But that's the one time that you're going to get called out on. You know, it's not going to be – it's going to be that one game that where they lost the playoff game by a point, you know. And then how exciting is that when you're in there and you're five beers in or six beers in and you throw it across the room and the Cheeto Bowl ends up on the floor? Sonny knows what I'm talking about. But I mean, this is the game that we've grown up and loved, you know, and it's going to be hard and, you know, change is coming. You know, I agree with Mike, you know, change is going to come. It's going to happen. It's the evolution of the game. You know, we want to make money. I get it, but you know, it is what it is. You know, we just take it with a grain of salt and find new things that we love about the sport. Thank you to Mike for joining us. It was really great hearing from you, man.
And yeah.
Thank you,
Mike,
for having me on, Roger.
Dude, we'd love to have you back. Call him, but like I said, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you a call. I'd like to talk to you about what happened, and we'll see. Sonny's actually calling in now, so we're going to make the transition. We're down to 3 minutes, guys. This is Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Guys, this is what we do. We love hashing it out. There is no right. There is no wrong, but we love to hear it because we are the passionate sports fans that we are. We are, and deal with it, folks. We are what makes sports happen in America, and it's a lot of good stuff. So we're going to be doing the transition with Sonny in just a moment. And, again, I want to make several announcements. We've got some big stuff going on here on NDB Media. Go back to listen to the very first part of the program so you can know what's going on. But over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to be debuting four programs on the network. On February 6th, let me go back to my notes. On February 6th, the Golden Cravat will be debuting on this channel on the 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Eric Williams. And then Tanya Mercado returns the Five Tools Show on February 17th, Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on February 21st on the NDB Media channel, we have another program which is still going through the design phase. It's a spiritual holistic program. That one's going to be at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on NDB Media. And then, of course, yours truly will debut another sports program on Monday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on this channel. We're working the details out on that one, but it's going to be the first Monday in February. And then finally, in the coup of coups, I've already hinted about it, this man writes for the USA Today. He is a travel writer, author, editor. He's written over 30 baseball books. He is on NDB Media right now, and he is going to be bringing his sports program over to us, and it's going to debut on March 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on this channel, or 4 p.m. Pacific. A lot of stuff is going on, just like the Yankees. We're just badasses. Sonny, what's up, buddy? Let me bring you on right now as we make the transition. Mr. Clark, are you there? Maybe not. Anyway, the Sports Opinion Show is right here on this network at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. It is cool. We got Guillermo in the chat room, Matt Alvarez, Michael Bonner, Roto Radio, Saul Walters. Got him. He's our NASCAR guy. And, of course, we have Cuervo, a great program.
I'm here.
Sonny, All right, we're ready to do the transfer. We're going to do the handoff. And again, folks, thoughts and prayers to the big dog. He's not doing well, so we need him back. We want him back. So hopefully we'll be here. Here we go, folks.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the House of the Favorite Sports Show. It is Saturday morning. It's the Break It Down Show. Happens every Saturday. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, I'd like to thank everybody for giving us a listen here this morning as we get started, and I'm pulling up a lot of things at the same time. So, but that being said, let's talk a little bit about, I got the guys from Sports Talk with the guys, Roger Noriega, scorekeeper, as well as others. How's it going this morning, Roger?
Doing very well, Sonny. Doing just absolutely awesome. I got to tell you heard some of the news that's going on with NDB Media. I got to tell you, we are the Yankees of Blog Talk Radio, Sonny. We are just doing it all, baby, and we're proud of it. Sonny, I was always shy about sharing with everyone that I'm a Yankee, but now, who cares? They're going to hate me anyway, so screw it. I'm a Yankee fan, and that's it.
Who am I lost here? Why can't I hear Jack?
Sonny? Oh, you're just doing that to me.
Again. What
because...
the flying flip?
Whoa, Sonny, I'm live. I think you are. So I'm going to continue, folks. There may be an issue with the couch potato right now, but we'll see what's going on. But I'm just a Yankee fan, first and foremost, and there's nothing that can change it, buddy. Just the way things are. He's probably just ignoring me because I'm talking about the Yankees. Right, Sonny? Now, there are some issues going on with Cap Potato right now, but hopefully we'll get them resolved real quick. I know he lost one of the connections, so hopefully we'll be able to continue with this one. Folks, it is Saturday morning. We're having a good time. Of course, we're right now in the Cap Potato Sports Program, the Break It Down Show. A lot of good fun. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper here. He's a couch potato. We should have him back in a moment. A lot of stuff going on in sport. The Pro Bowl
unmuted.
Is on. The Pro Bowl is
I'm
on
back.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I was able to hear you when you were saying, "Well, what's going on? What's this and what's that?" Everyone heard you.
I couldn't hear you. That was the situation. I forgot to press the mic'd up version there. I am so sorry about that. I jacked that whole thing up. Oh, what a morning. What a morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. Start over, scorekeeper.
Oh, hell no. I already did my shtick. No. Sonny,
just forget it, Sonny. Jeez.
I was even joking that you were blowing me off because I was really making a ruckus over the Yankees. I hear Sonny. He's just pretending not to hear me.
No, I heard
he doesn't want to. It's all good.
I heard you're just so awesome over there. You're Yankees, I'll tell you.
Oh, so you? Yeah.
All right. There it is. I heard you. When we do the transition, Sonny always forgets that I got to activate your mic, even though it was on. I forgot to activate the mic. That wasn't my problem. So I do apologize for that. And but the Sports Talk with the Guys is here with us here on a Saturday morning. And just give us a quick update on the big dog. I only heard part of it because I was trying to figure out what's going on. How's he doing? You say he's not doing very well. What's going on?
No, he's not doing very well. I really don't know how he's doing this morning, but I do know that he is having issues. He is wearing his little heart starter thingy. You know, he does have a weak heart. We know that. And he's back on his medication. and I know he's not having a good time right now, but I haven't spoken to him in the last day, but again, I know he's not doing well, and he's working many, many hours right now, so it's a combination of many things. I just know he's not doing
right.
well, and hopefully he will be getting better real soon, and we're going to see what's going to happen. Hopefully he'll be joining us real quick.
Is he back
or
home?
Maybe is he back?
Oh, yeah.
Because
last time I spoke with him, he was in Laughlin, Nevada.
Yeah, that was last week, Sonny. He was. He is home, but I haven't spoken to him in the last 24 hours. So that's
got
it. All right,
very good.
But hopefully he will be doing better. And we're hoping and praying that he does get better real quick. So, Sonny, at this point, what I want to do is we've done the transition. I'm going to go ahead and finish up here, and I'm going to call into your program. Fair enough?
Got it. Yep, very good. I'll go ahead and I'll put you on a mute, and then we'll move on.
Muted.
And that's us.
And we've now muted him as well. Folks, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. I want to give a shout-out to everyone that joined us in the chat room. Lots of good comments, all of our callers as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is the way it is, folks. So life is good. We're finishing up now. And don't forget to catch today at 2:30 on NDB Media, Jeff Trek. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, all times are Pacific as far as I'm concerned, unless I say otherwise, Lost for Lost is on tonight, folks. So a lot of stuff going on the network. Head on over to ndbmedia.net, twitter.com/ndbmedia, and facebook.com/ndbmedia. We'll see you guys on the other side. Peace!